LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning, WPIX.
Good morning. This is television station WNEW-TV.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees.
Been. Let's see. Last 7 days, been to Memphis, Nashville. Saw live country bands playing in a bar, and the first thing I heard them play was Weezer, followed by Baby Got Back. Had White Castle, stuck on the tarmac for 2 hours. Got back to Vegas, did Spankwagon by myself, which was interesting. I had Studio Engineer Khan and Scuba Steve show up. El Clizzo. And then, I didn't get any bitches this week. So I said to myself, Murphy, this week's show, what the hell are you going to do? I mean, last week's St. Patrick's Day show was off the hizzy. Spankwagon was amazing. How in the good goddamn do you follow something like that up? Well, since I can't do a live sex act here in the studio, again, I guess we're going to have to go back to basics this week. In fact, this week there is no theme. There is no concept. There is nothing other than the music. Nope, this week, nothing more than rock. Now, as most of you know, I have an extensive collection of rock. Everything and anything. I have more rock on my little tiny laptop here than I have porn, which if you can believe is amazing. You would not believe. So I figured this week we would just get back to what makes this show outstanding. So, things to look out for this week. Well, let's see, we've got the Used, Van Halen, Local Flair from the Dirty Panties, Black Sabbath, Guns N' Roses, Pearl Jam, and if we're starting things off right, starting things off a little Social Distortion, but in a tribute to the Man in Black himself. So here you go, starting things off tonight on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour, we have, why, Social D.
Yeah.
Damn, I love me some Social Distortion. You know, a lot of people are down on Social D just because, oh, they tour too much. Oh, they don't put enough album stuff out. Yeah, fuck that. I don't give a shit. These guys sound great. We had them here in Vegas not too long ago, and I gotta say, I am absolutely thrilled that they come back. They spend quite a bit of time here in Vegas. Outstanding. All right, so up next, I got some Pearl Jam for you. And there's a reason I have Pearl Jam, other than the fact that it rocks. Today, they re-released the 10 album in some amazing format or something under there.
Yeah.
And MTV did this big thing where they had a bunch of different artists cover all the songs from the original album. It was great. Definitely check it out. There are some videos up on YouTube and stuff. I'm partial to some of the, I don't want to say I like the poppy Pearl Jam stuff, but I do like some of their more popular items as opposed to some of like the off-the-wall B-side cuts. Nah, fuck that. Give me the stuff I know. You know, I do get pretty deep in some deep cut stuff, you know, especially with like Clutch and some of the other bands we're going to play tonight. But this is just, Pearl Jam is just one of those bands that if you heard it on the radio, it's because it's a great song, not because some record executive said, hey, this would sell. So here you go, guys. Here's Hail Hail, Pearl Jam. Check it out. You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie, I love you. I love your music. God damn, you make it run so long. It's like, okay, get to the end of the song. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I'm Mr. Murphy. You are the listeners. This is the Power Hour, live here every Tuesday on ALVRocks.com. Can't miss it. We're live every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. Will that change? I don't know. Yeah, things change all the time around here. In fact, I do believe this is a new building from the last week. I could be wrong. Probably not. So, tonight we are just revisiting everything that rocks. We have no special themes. We have no special events. Nothing like that. We're not celebrating any one thing in particular. Other than the fact I'm still alive and survived my bout with the plague. It did manage to wipe out the rest of the LV Rock staff and my family. For that, I am deeply apologetic. If you like what I do and you think I'm funny, then by all means, check me out here. Also on spankwagon.net every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Hey, and by the way, we have podcasts. I don't know how it works. No, I'm lying. I know exactly how it works, but it's long and drawn out, and this is only an hour show. So, folks, we're moving right along to yet another band that kicks ass, and that would be Real Big Fish. You're listening to the Power Hour. You know, they have a song called Chainsaw Juggler that I really like, and I can't find. So if anybody has a copy of Chainsaw Juggler, please, by all freaking means, send me a copy of it. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. Things like that. It's a great show. It is a lot of fun. And someone's asking me, Murphy, are you there? I am. I am here. Of course I am here. Live every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time, and every Friday on Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net. And that is from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. And who knows? I probably show up on a Wednesday sometimes, or I don't know. Depends upon if people like me or not. Okay, so coming up next is a song that I was introduced to this band, I want to say about 5 years ago. And I think I've played them a couple of times here. They're a really interesting band in that 99% of their stuff is covers. Not like Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, but it has a musical tone to it that I have not heard from many other bands. That's a very industrial feel, and the lead singer, she has a great voice, and it's one of those bands that you're like, holy shit, how have I not heard about these people before? And you have, they're in all kinds of soundtracks. The name of the band is Snake River Conspiracy. The song is a remake of an 80s song called Love Song. I'm a huge fan of this song, so please, check it out. Fantastic song, and that is sex music right there, I'm telling you. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. Tonight's show, back to basics, all things that rock. No rap, no jazz, no easy listening, no nothing but pure rock. I can say that. You know why I can say that? Because our next song is one that I think everybody will agree is just rock. I mean, there's no other way around it. It is a song that we all listen to. It is a song we all grew up with. It's a song that's near and dear to my heart. Hell, it's a song that's so great, they made a game. You're listening to the Power Hour, folks, here at LVRocks.com. Check us out. I have no idea what happened to the end of that song. I'll do some investigation. Wow. Well, we're going right into the used on that one. Here's the Bird and the Worm. It does rock, hence why I sent it to you. Over the internet, through your ear holes, and deep into your canals. Sorry, that's the best Sinister Minister impression I can do. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I'm Mr. Murphy. My mic is a little hot. I'm going to bring it down a little bit. It's been a great week, I got to tell you. Oh, we're about halfway through our little adventure into Audio Land, and so far I think the show has pretty much lived up to its billing. I think it's pretty much rocked. What do you think? If you'd like to send me a message, please jump in the LV Rex chat room, or you could send me an email, murphy@spankwagon.net, and I guarantee you I'll send you a picture of someone's penis. So coming up next, I think we're going to go a little old school here. How about some Hold On Loosely, a little 38 special. We'll be right back. you cannot go wrong with Van Halen. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. You're the listeners. This is the Power Hour. I really have to find something new to say. Folks, I got to say something real quick. Here at LV Rocks, and specifically with Spankwagon Radio and RAF, as we like to call this little show here, I am the master of all things rock, all things nerd, and all things vagina. But I'm a complete noob when it comes to working on my own vehicle. So please, if you're here in Vegas and you need to get some work done in your car, check out Dad's Garage. I do believe they're on North Rancho. Absolutely check them out. Get some work done on your vehicle. These guys can handle pretty much everything. Look them up. You can't go wrong with them. Absolutely. So, folks, moving right along here, we're going to get some local flair in here. Little band called The Dirty Panties. We had them on LV Rocks. Or, excuse me, we had them on Spankwagon Radio a couple months ago. Pretty outstanding band. They're all hot chicks, and I am not kidding around when I say they are all hot chicks. Ugh, my God, they have this little tiny bass player. I do believe her name's Little D. And, oh, no, those are double Ds. That girl is fantastic. Oh, And their guitar player, oh, she's the whole band, top to bottom, just scrumptious. Lovely little things. Anyway, we had them on the show. Those bitches can drink. I'll tell you that right now. They put me to shame in sometimes, and it was quite a pleasure to have them on. Hopefully we get them back here in the studio soon. I'd love to have them here in the studio. Their drummer plays without her pants. I guess she gets hot. I'm not wearing pants right now, and the air conditioning's down to 60. Someone do the math. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. MRAF. MRAF. It's a great name for a show, isn't it? MRAF. We're slowly winding down here to the end of our show, and I have to tell you, I'm slightly disappointed. I expected there to be so many more people listening live, and they're not. And, you know, I understand that people have shit to do, but, you know, you can at least take a little bit of time out of your life to come listen to me live. I mean, I thought you were my friends. I thought some of you really liked the way my penis looked in that frame. Oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that out loud. Damn it. Well, folks, you are listening to the Power Hour. We're slowly winding down. We only got about 15 minutes or so left on this thing. I'm just wondering if anybody else out there is just a little overwhelmed by everything that's going on in the world today. I mean, things used to be a lot simpler when we were kids. I guess it's because we were kids. But let's harken back to a simpler time. When we knew what to do in the world, we knew all we needed was blackjack gum and a diet cherry Pepsi. If anybody knows what that's from, you win a point. You're listening to the Power Hour. Here's some AC/DC on LVRocks.com. I love that song. Well, folks, we are rapidly winding down, running out of time. We got about 10 minutes left. I got enough for about two songs. What do you think? Maybe three. So here's one, and I really didn't want to do too many of these. Hey, this is a song you've never heard before, but try it out. I guarantee you'll like it. But this is one of those songs that I had to do it. The name of the song is Red, Yellow, Orange. The name of the band is The Photo Atlas. Give it a shot. I guarantee you it rocks.
Something now! Before I catch you swimming!
So that's the Photo Atlas. The name of the song is Red, Orange, Yellow. It's a cool song. I absolutely recommend checking it out. Check out the rest of their stuff. They're a pretty cool band. So we are sitting here, the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour, winding down to the end of our road of all things that rock. So I have my choice of two songs. Do I choose Clutch 10011101, or do I play Paranoid from Black Sabbath? Or do I buck the system and play them both? That's right, folks. That's what I'm going to do. That's me. I'm a rebel. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. This is not your mama's power hour. This is not some dude named Bob's power hour. This is not the government's power hour. No. This is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour, and God damn it, I'm going to play both at the same time. That'd be cool, but no. So we're going to start off with Clutch. So this is Clutch's 10001110101 on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Got it. people you love will turn their backs on you.
Well, folks,
you'll lose your hair.
That's about the end of that one.
Your teeth,
another one in the can, so to speak.
Your knife will fall out of its sheath.
Another Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour in the archives. In the podcast directory. A wonderful feeling that it is.
People you hate.
Folks, I want to say thank you to everybody who helps me put the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour on the air. First, me. Haha. Then, all of you who listen. You know, both of you. Even Trencher, who's at home right now, couldn't even be bothered to get in the chat room, but he does listen and record, which is great. I appreciate him. Also want to say thank you to the guys at LV Rocks who get me on the air. Because there's nothing better to put on. Folks, the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour is a production of Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour Productions, written and directed by Mr. Murphy of the Rock and Roll Power Hour, hosted by Mr. Murphy, shockingly, of the Rock and Roll Power Hour, and brought to you by the letter Q and the color red. Folks, I love doing this show. I hope that you love me doing this show. If you like what I do, go to spankwagon.net, go into our forums, and tell me. If you got something you want to hear me do, like your mom, then please, by all means, tell me. If you got something you'd like to hear me do, like your sister, if she's hot, then tell me. Spankwagon.net, go to the forums, you know, check it out. I like doing this show, and hopefully you guys like me doing this show. And if you don't, well, you can go fuck yourself right in the booty.